Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Oh, for the zeal of Islam in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa bil mu'min alladhi yabit shab'an wa jaruhu ja'i'un ila jambi." He is not a believer who sleeps full while his neighbor is hungry beside him. Narrated by Al-Hakam. The trees and stones have cried out from the horror that has befallen us. Our chests exhale blood and pain. Our children writhe from hunger and thirst. Our women cry out to stir the protective jealousy of the believers. Whoever is not killed by bombing dies of hunger and thirst. But the pain of betrayal weighs heavier upon us than the bombing hunger and thirst. Your brothers and sisters in Gaza wander aimlessly, homeless, their voices silenced by the weakness brought by hunger and thirst. After all, hope has been lost that anyone but Allah will come to their aid. They cry out, "Where is the Ummah of Islam? Where is the zeal of the Deen? Where is the help of the believers?" What breaks the heart are the death traps, those centers, falsely named humanitarian centers, to which the people of Gaza go knowing they walk toward death. But the hunger of their children and families drives them to death in the hope of obtaining a bit of flour, even if it turns red with their blood. O Muslims, can you bear to see the children of Gaza die a slow death before the eyes of their parents, who can do nothing but shed tears and swallow sorrow? Have your souls found peace in watching the scenes of killing and genocide? Or do you now approve the betrayal of your rulers, who handed over your fate and the fate of your ummah to America and the Jews? Do you accept our killing, our displacement and expulsion from our homes at the hands of America and the Jews? Is there any betrayal greater than making the fate of the people of Gaza dependent on a decision by Trump or Netanyahu? Is there any abandonment worse than leaving your people and brothers to slaughter, hunger, and thirst while you are capable of supporting them? Is there a greater crime than the armies remaining in their barracks, the planes and rocket launchers idle in their hangars while the enemies of Allah, the accursed, defile Al-Aqsa Mosque and spill our blood and violate our honor? It is the illusion of helplessness planted in the Ummah by the treacherous rulers until the armies of the Ummah, its scholars, and its people surrender to it. Is the Egyptian army really incapable of sending a sip of water to its people and kin? Are the valiant soldiers of the Jordanian army truly unable to open the borders and march to liberate Al-Aqsa Mosque? Is the Mujahid army of Pakistan really unable to rain missiles on the entity of the accursed, turning them into scattered debris? And what of the armies of Turkey, Iraq, Hijaz, Algeria, etc.? Are they incapable of breaking the borders and rescuing Palestine and the place of the Prophet's night journey, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Oh, the sorrow of the Ummah of Islam! If only it had risen and marched to Gaza and the blessed land, as the tribes of Suwayda in Asham rose to protect their sons in honor, the accursed would have fled in terror, fearing the vengeance of the Islamic Ummah would reach them. O Ummah of Islam, O best Ummah brought forth for humankind, be truthful to Allah in your faith. Be truthful to Allah in your support. Be truthful to Allah in your stance. You know there is no way to establish your deen, support your brothers, and liberate your Al-Aqsa except by overthrowing the thrones of your cowardly, treacherous rulers, breaking the borders, and marching to Al-Aqsa Mosque. Therefore, nothing remains for the Ummah of Islam but to resolve its matter, move its armies, overthrow the thrones that starved Gaza in alliance with the Jews and Americans. Nothing remains but to respond to the call of Allah Almighty. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ma lakum idha qila lakum infiru fi sabilillahi thaqaltum ila al-ard. أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير.
O you who have believed, what is the matter with you that when you are told to go forth in the cause of Allah, you adhere heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of worldly life compared to the hereafter except a very little? If you do not go forth, He will punish you with a painful punishment and will replace you with another people, and you will not harm him at all. And Allah is over all things competent.
Surah At-Tawbah 38-39. O Allah, we complain to you of our weakness, our lack of means, and our humiliation before the people. O most merciful of the merciful, you are the Lord of the oppressed, and you are our Lord. To whom do you leave us? To a distant enemy who scowls at us, or to a foe whom you have empowered over us? If you are not angry with us, we do not care. But your pardon is more vast for us. We seek refuge in the light of your face, by which the darkness is illuminated, and by which the affairs of this world and the hereafter are set right, from your anger descending upon us, or your wrath befalling us. To you belongs all grace until you are pleased. There is no power and no strength except with you. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Hizb ut-Tahrir, the Blessed Land, Palestine.